For WKMS News, I'm Taylor Inman. The recent deadly white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, reignited a national conversation about how and what the South chooses to remember. As a border state during the Civil War, Kentucky finds itself in an unusual position. Eleanor Klibanoff with the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting takes a deeper look at who gets memorialized in the Commonwealth.
If you want to know how Kentucky compares to the rest of the South when it comes to remembering the Civil War, there's a historian you should call. Her name is Caroline Klibanoff, and no, that's not a coincidence. Full disclosure, she's my older sister. But before you cry nepotism, take a look at her work. Klibanoff is putting together a digital atlas of Southern memory, a time-lapse account of who and what the American South chooses to memorialize. As part of that, she's mapped and compared all the streets named for Confederate generals versus civil rights leaders.
I think the interesting thing about looking at street names is it's such an everyday object. We all encounter them, we all use them, and at the same time, they take on these names, so they articulate something that we're choosing as a society to remember.
She found 43 streets named for Confederate figures in Kentucky. That's not a huge number compared to other states in the South. But there's plenty of Confederate nostalgia for a Commonwealth that, don't forget, technically sided with the Union.
Kentucky, rather interestingly, when you look at all the streets named for Dixie in the United States, comes in fourth. So Kentucky still has this kind of nostalgia for Dixieland or the Confederate South.
Klibanoff also found that Kentucky has 80 streets named after national civil rights leaders, nearly double the number of Confederate-named streets. Some of that is location. Kentucky didn't have as many public figures opposing civil rights the way states in the Deep South did. And some of that reflects this border state's internal conflict.
You know, as we grapple with these questions, Kentucky will have to sort this out in conjunction with its kind of statewide identity. And is it a southern state? Is it a midwestern state? Is it even a northern state? What do our monuments and public spaces and our streets say about who we are?
It's a question that Kentucky faced during the Civil War and again in the Civil Rights Movement. Based on street names alone, it's clear the Commonwealth had great love for the days of Dixie and for the leaders of the Civil Rights Movement. And listen, I'm not one to throw a family member to the wolves, but please, in your angry emails, remember which Klibanoff called Kentucky a northern state. I'm Eleanor Klibanoff for the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting.